Well, I wish I could tell you with kind of complete clarity and conviction that which generation upon generation of New Testament scholars have not been able to work out. I can't, but I've got a rough idea of what the landing place is for the meaning of this parable. Remember that we're in the context, in this part of Luke's Gospel, of a whole series of conflicts with the scribes and with the Pharisees. And remember too, so strongly throughout the New Testament, the sense that things are different because Jesus has come. The kingdom of God has come near. So, let the dead bury their dead. A man must hate his parents and come and follow me. These extraordinarily strong statements about how different it is because God has now sent Jesus and the kingdom has come upon people. So put it in that setting of this, of things being different. I think that's the gist of the parable. You have been coasting along perfectly happily, but time has run out. Things have got to be different from this point onward. If you're the scribes and the Pharisees, you got used to running things in a certain way and having your own way, and God's estate has been run down by your negligence. Now it is different. And so everyone's got to get off their backside and do things differently. As the manager, who I was suggesting that he wasn't working terribly hard at his job, he's certainly capable of being effective and shrewd because he's galvanized into action by his imminent dismissal. And suddenly he's quite energetic. Go and do this. And Jesus says it with a twinkle in his eye. It's been an interesting exercise to have been reading this parable and thinking about this parable in the week in which millions, especially of school children around the world, have been going on a climate strike. There's the same sense there of things have got to be different. We've been carrying along complacently. We've been scattering the master's property. We've been squandering his property. We've been running our way through the natural resources of the world. We've created, as the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the rest of them, created a religious system that was oppressive of ordinary people. So we've created a system of running affairs which leads to the degradation of the planet, of the resource on which we live. We've been squandering the Lord's property, which, as it happens, is also the only property that we have to live with. So things have to be different. And then it seemed to me that the curious little dialogues with the various servants, with the various debtors, how much do you owe? Make it 80 if 100 is too hard. How much do you owe? 100, make it 50. It sounded a bit like the negotiations over carbon targets. Okay, so for your economy that's different. Well, let's cut it down a bit. What can you manage? What can you do? As the servant bustles about, kind of making life better for himself after his dismissal, but at least doing something to tackle the situation in which he finds himself. I think this is a story about how things are different. And when they are different, when we, the irregular stewards, realize that time is up for us, we've got to think, and we've got to go out, and we've got to take some steps. And we ought to behave with at least a minimum of shrewdness and self-interest. And perhaps that's what Jesus means with the twinkle in the eye. It's got to be different now. But while dealing with the difference, while changing your ways, by all means, have an eye open for what's good for you yourself in the long run. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.